Bayview Freeborn Funeral Home offers continuous service to the Albert Lea area, and we are proud to serve you with comfort, caring, and dependability. That's what you will experience with Bayview Freeborn Funeral Home. Call 373-4330.
At Broadway Home Design, they pride themselves in offering the best countertops available in the business. Quality Quartz countertops by Cambria top their list. Family-owned, American-made, and a full lifetime transferable warranty are just three reasons that set it on top of their competitors. Visit their showroom at 128 Broadway Avenue South in Albert Lea to see the many colors and designs offered, including the new Inverness Collection. Cambria Quartz surfaces require no sealing or maintenance and will not disappoint. Visit CambriaUSA.com or your local Premier dealer here in Albert Lea.
Mortgage Made Easy. Hi, I'm Susie Miller, the mortgage lender at Arcadian Bank, and we want to help you with your new home purchase, construction, or refinance. Our professional team is ready to help every step along the way. Apply online or download our app for convenient and step-by-step mortgage process and status updates.
Arcadian Bank, community-owned, community-focused in Albert Lea, Freeborn, and Heartland, www.arcadian.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. At this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Sephoric Insurance Agency, stop in and see us next to the channel between Bridge and Main or online at sephoric.com.
Back here in the pregame show, Aaron Worm and Tom Jones with you at Albert Lea High School as we get ready for Big Nine Conference boys basketball tonight. Tigers 1-2 on the season, lost their opener to Owatonna 70-46. They beat Faribault last Tuesday 72-53. And like we talked with Harrison about their game Friday night, got beat by Rochester Century 82-49. John Marshall, the Rockets, they come in with a record of 1-1 on the season. And pull up their schedule quick, tell you about their win and tell you about their loss. I know they beat Faribault. They beat them on Friday by 35, doubling up the Falcons 70-35. They lost to Rochester Mayo in the opener by 2, 58-56. Tom, Coach Cates gave his Etcetera Credit Union keys to the game. What are some of your keys for a Tiger victory tonight?
I think we talked about it a lot since we came on the air. Play as a team, that's number one. Number two, it's interesting to hear that unlike Century, like to run and gun and shoot a lot of threes, that John Marshall's more of a pound-it-low type offense, which means you're going to need to have more pressure on your wings defensively, pressure the ball up top, because you don't want that ball to go to the wing, goes to the wing, get a guy posted up down low, let him go to work. So try to eliminate that by playing great wing defense. And number three, I think, is just distribute the ball around to get to the open shooters. And a good shot is a shot that you take in practice, that you're looking at the basket, you're up, your legs are squared up. If you can get some good shots, you're going to make some threes tonight. Pressure that defense to come out on you. That's going to open up Paul Wall down low.
Other Tiger sporting events going on tonight. I know Jonesy's got it up on a YouTube station. Albert Lea girls there at Rochester John Marshall have updates on that game. Both teams are looking for their first win of the season. Boys hockey team there at Sauk Rapids Rice. We get updates. That game started at 7. Albert Lea wrestling team is in a triangular up in New Prague, taking on the host team, New Prague, and also a Tri-City United. And the boys swimming and diving team there at Red Wing. That's going to start at 6:30. We're going to pause for your national anthem. When we come back, it'll be starting lineups and tip-off. It's the Tigers and the Rockets tonight on Kate.
What comes to mind when you hear Hanson Tire Service of Albert Lea? The best rebates, the best tires, the best service around? If you're in need of service, call today for a quote or to schedule an appointment. And consider having your tires inflated with nitrogen instead of air. For just $5 per tire, receive the benefits of nitrogen-filled tires. You'll receive increased fuel economy, longer tire life, improved ride and handling, and reduced oxidation in wheels. If you're looking for ways to keep your tires lasting longer, ask about nitrogen at Hanson Tire Service in Albert Lea. Call 373-0636.
When was the last time that you sampled one of Albert Lea's greatest traditions? Jake's Pizza in downtown Albert Lea makes the best pizza in our area. They're open daily for dine-in, take-out, or delivery.
Gonna take you home early and I'll tell you what we're gonna do. We're gonna call Jake's Pizza.
If you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, make sure you get the best deal on your financing, too. Get your loan from your local credit union, United Employees Credit Union in Albert Lea. They always have the most competitive rates and offer fast and friendly service when applying for a loan. You'll get special financing for 60 months with 5.29 APR with a minimum loan advance of $7,500. Start shopping for that new snowmobile, ATV, or upgrade to a vehicle with four-wheel drive. Call United Employees Credit Union today and ask for their winter loan special, 377-1616. Member NCUA.
Starting lineups being announced here in Albert Lea. Of course, starting lineups on Kate Radio brought to you by T&W Towing. The next time you find yourself on the side of the road and you need a tow, call T&W Towing of Albert Lea, 473-2999. Put that number in your phone if you don't have it in there already. 473-2999. T&W Towing, of course, we meet by accident. Starting five for John Marshall, we should mention their head coach is Jim Daly. Starting in a forward, a senior number three, Logan Tuckner. You heard Coach Cates talk about him in the pregame interview. A senior guard number five, Cham Obang. A senior guard number 11, Johnny Tong. A senior captain, guard number 12, T.R. Young. And a junior forward, number 23, Zachariah Ledoux. Ledoux, Young, Tong, Obang, and Tuckner. Starting five for John Marshall. Albert Lea, of course, head coach is Harrison Cates. Their starters tonight, a 6'3" guard, a senior, number three, Boom Nile. A 6-foot junior guard, number four, Jack Skinness. A 6'1" senior, number 10, Drew Teeter. A 6'5" senior guard, number 30, Paul Wall. And a 6'3" senior, number 31, Teddy Collins Jr. So Collins Jr., Wall, Teeter, Skinness, and Nile, the starting five for Albert Lea. Now you mentioned Teddy Collins Jr. He's the one that transferred, was it from this Rochester school?
Rochester Century.
From Rochester Century.
And he goes by TJ.
Goes by TJ, okay. So TJ Collins. Well, here we go. Glad he could join us for Tiger Basketball on your home for Albert Lea Athletics, AM 1450 KATE. Going on in Alden tonight, a good game in boys basketball. Alden Conger hosting Loyola. Alden Conger's off to a great start. 4-1 in the season, Loyola 4-0. The girls team, Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons, they're at Kingsland tonight. Might get a final on that game before we wrap up. ACGE is 4-1. Kingsland is 5-2.
I think I can make a couple text messages to get some scores on that, Aaron.
Sounds good. We are ready to tip things off here from Orly Jurley Gymnasium in Albert Lea on KATE Albert Lea. And Jonesy did his part. They actually started the clock a little late. We should have had a 7:30 tip-off. Jonesy made sure to keep things moving. First game, second game, moving along. So no late start here from Albert Lea. Tigers win the tip. Albert Lea going from left to right on your radio dial in the blue jerseys, white numerals with cherry trim. Teeter has it, left wing, top of the key to Nile. Over to Jack Skinness. Skinness looking to drive in, splits the defense, lost control, but ends up in the corner right next to head football coach Paul Dunn. It's going to be a turnover on Skinness driving in. And basketball to John Marshall. Rockets in the white jerseys, red numerals, black trim. Albert Lea showing a little full court press to start the game. So bringing up the basketball is Logan Tuckner. Tuckner in between the circles, hands it off right side, person-to-person defense by both teams. Right wing to Tong. Tong back to the top of the key to Tuckner. Tuckner around the screen. Tuckner left wing back to the top. Driving in, drops off, nice pass off the glass and good. Give the assist to Young who drove in. And he was able to hand it off. Sliding through there for the bucket was Johnny Tong. 2-0 Rockets on top. Talking about sharing the basketball and team basketball. That's what JM did on the first possession. Skinness top of the key looking for Wall. Good defense. They're smothering Albert Lea right now. Teeter for a contested three puts it up. That shot's long. Rebound pulled down by Cham Obang. Here comes the Rockets up 2-0. Just over a minute gone by off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Left side to Tong. Top of the key to Tuckner. Tuckner looking to drive on Teeter. Swings it right side to Young. Young back to the top of the key. He'll reset the offense. Right side to Obeng. Left side to Tom. Good movement on the top of the key by JM. Now right wing. That's Young. Swung left side in the left corner. Open look for a three. That's long. Rebound. Gets his own offensive rebound. Puts it back up and good is Cham Obeng. Obeng missed a three-pointer from the corner. Nobody boxed him out. Picks up the rebound. Lays it back in. A quick start for JM. 5-0 Rockets. And there's a layup all the way down the lane. That's Paul Wall with the bucket. Gets the Tigers on the board. 5-2 JM. Tigers down by three here early. Buckner top of the key.
Travel.
Buckner's called for a travel. Try to cross over. And a travel called on Buckner.
One of the things I saw in the JV game and in the B game I refereed, JM moves very well without the basketball, and they make that extra pass to get easy layups. We'll see if that continues. We've seen it early in the ball game here, Aaron.
Trying to trap at half court. Skinness with it. Over to Collins for three. He hits it. T.J. Collins knocks down the three for Collins Jr. We're tied at five, so a 5-0 run to start the game by JM. Now we're tied at five apiece. A chance at defense here at Orly Jurley Gymnasium. Top of the key, Young. Right side to Buckner. Little floater from 8 feet is up and good. Take that back. That's Tuckner. Tuckner with the floater. 7-5 JM on top. And now it's knocked out of bounds at half court. Last touch by Tong. That was a tough floater. Nailed there by Tuckner.
Tiger girls trailing 18-8. 10:22 to go in the first half at John Marshall.
Thank you for the update, Jonesy. We'll keep you up to date. Tiger girls on the road tonight. Young has it. Hands it off to Zachariah Ledoux. He's on the right block. Trying to force one up. Puts an up shot. No good. Wall got the rebound. 6-5. Well, I guess that one was a two-pointer for Obeng. They must have gave him a two. So actually, it's a 6-5 game. 6-5, John Marshall on top. Skinness driving baseline, and he stepped out of bounds in the baseline. Official Mike Herman. 1996 graduate of Montgomery Lonsdale, making the call. 14:53 to go from the Americana Insurance Press Box. First half. And a foul away from the basketball. Teeter trying to keep up with Young. Iowa. Is Teeter going to be called for the foul? It will be on Teeter. That'll be his first team foul number one. Young will throw it in underneath the bucket. Young looking for some help. Lobs it near the left side over to Tuckner. They'll set up the offense. Left side to Ledoux. Now on the block, left block, double team comes on Tong. Tong trying to back his way in on Collins Jr. Kicks it back to the wing. Thought about a three, now pulls the triggers. Ledoux shot is short. Good box up by Skinness, and here comes the Tigers. Skinness right to the bucket, splits the defense, a lot of contact. No foul is called. Ledoux fell down. No whistle. Now JM trying to push the pace, throws it out of bounds. And a turnover on John Marshall.
Tanner Kahn into the game for Albert Lee.
So Kahn replaced Skinness. Get out there with Niall, Teeter, Wall, Collins Jr. Full court pressure here by JM. Rockets up by a point. Collins Jr. has it left wing into the corner to Teeter. Teeter drives in and lays it too strong off the glass. Rebound comes back to Teeter. Teeter head fake, puts it up. He's fouled, and that one is no good. But a couple of free throws coming up for Drew Teeter. They always tell you to follow your shot, Jonesy, and that's what Teeter did.
Really like the patience he had, too, when he got that rebound. Just waited for the John Marshall player to leave his feet. Then he just went up off the glass, missed it, but he has a couple free throws coming up here.
Falls on Tong. That's going to be his first. First free throw by Teeter is up and good. We're tied at six apiece off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Our first broadcast of Albert Lee boys basketball tonight here on Kate Radio. Second free throw by Teeter is also good. Tigers back on top, 7-6, Albert Lee. Chance of defense once again here at Orly Jurley Gymnasium. Obeng thought about a three, now bounce pass inside to Tuckner, cross court pass to Ledoux, now swung right side, a long three-pointer by Tuckner. That one's long, rebound, brought down by JM, put back up and good by Obeng. Obeng's got 4 points. Offensive rebound and a bucket, 8-7. Rockets on top, and now Wall gets it knocked away, and a foul's going to be called on Wall. Full court pressure was knocked away there by Ledoux, and Wall trying to get back to it. Caused the contact, so a foul on Paul Wall. That'll be his first. Team foul number two. Substitution, Trevion Cook in for the first time for John Marshall, replacing O'Bank. 8-7. Jam on top and a whistle. Then the official just coming over to talk to Paul Wall. I think he was making some contact with Ledoux, trying to cover him. So Young will throw it in. Oh, a layup. Cutting in on the right block. Nobody picked up Tong. Tong with an easy layup. A nice inbounds play ran by Jay Yem. It's 10-7 Rockets. Wall top of the key at the free throw line. Drives and puts it up left. It's short. Got his own rebound off the glass and good. Wall's got 4 points. Tigers got the lead down to one. 10-9 Rockets. Young will bring it across the timeline. Young hands it off to Cook. Back to the top to Tong. Now to Tuckner. Tuckner swings it left side to Tong. Tong around a pick. Now the free throw line gets it knocked away and stolen by Kahn. Kahn and the Tigers the other way. Gets it to Nile. And then gets it back to Paul Wall. Puts it up from 8 feet away. Shot no good, but he was fouled in a couple of free throws. Coming up for Paul Wall.
He's got to figure out a way to get Paul within 8-9 feet of the basket. He's just going to be unstoppable.
Well, after the Tigers fell behind Jonesy 5-0, I like the way they got themselves right back into the game really quick here. So two free throws. First free throw is in and out. Just rattles. As Jack Skinnis will come in, replacing Teeter. So Skinnis, Kahn, Wall, Nile, and Collins Jr. in the game for Albert Lee. Trying to make it 1-2 from the line. He missed them both. That one was long, and it stays a 1-point deficit for Albert Lee. Top of the key, Ledoux. Over to Tuckner. Tuckner looking to drive, goes right to the bucket, puts it up off the glass and good, falling down to the hardwood. Tough bucket for Tuckner. He's got 4. John Marshall up by 3, 12-9. Now Wall in the paint puts it up. We're having travel. He got it blocked. He went up and came down. Good defense by Ledoux. So a turnover on Albert Lee.
Extremely good defense that time by the Rockets. Paul, a couple three guys on him there. He's got to kick that ball out.
So Chen Maylef in for the first time for JM. Rockets are led by as many as 5. Right now it's a 3-point lead. Get Albert Lee 1-2 on the season. JM 1-1. Thought about a 3 was Ledoux. Now he'll swing it left side to Cook. Back to Ledoux. In between the circles, Ledoux will reset the offense. 12-9 John Marshall. Tuckner top of the key and loads for 3. That's off to the right. Rebound tapped around and Collins Jr. had it. He's going to bring it across the timeline. Collins Jr. right wing, looking for a screen from Wall. He's going to fake a 3 to Skinnis top of the key. Skinnis behind the back dribble, lost control of it, turned it over. Here comes the Rockets, 2-on-1 right to the bucket, no foul. They're going to call a foul on the layup as Kahn was kind of hanging on Maleth.
Late call on the trail official there making it, but that was a good call.
They're going to get the offensive rebound and get a bucket anyways. So Kahn, his first, team foul number 3. So shooting 2 is Chen Maylef, and that one rattles in and out. Maylef, a junior forward for JM. Yeah, right now both teams combining 2 of 5 from the free throw line. Free throws will decide a lot of games. That one missed, but an offensive rebound pulled down by Cook. Puts it back up, left it short, and Albert Lee comes down with it. Well, head to Skinnis. Skinnis right to the bucket, gets the contact, puts it up, and we're going to have a blocking foul. It's going to be called on Young, and I think Young was too deep underneath the bucket to get the charge. Jonesy, what'd you see?
Yeah, exactly what you saw, because the official pointed at the ground, which indicates it was in the circle. You can't have a charge in there. You don't see that called very often at the high school level. Not so sure I really like that circle at the high school level either, but it is what it is.
Young picks up his first free throw by Skinnis. And a timeout's going to be called by John Marshall. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Timeouts on Kate Radio brought to you by Jamie Kylo, attorney at law. If you are in need of legal counsel, contact Jamie Kylo, attorney at law at 202 West Clark Street in Albert Lea, or by calling Jamie at 373-4680. That number again for Jamie Kylo, attorney at law, 373-4680, 373-4680.
Girls update, 23-11. Tigers are trailing the Rockets, 6:58 to go. First half, 29-11 now.
So a slow start for Albert Lea on the road again. Like we mentioned, both those teams looking for their first win of the season. It's early in the season, but Section 1-3A, that's where Albert Lea is going to play in the postseason. Austin right now 3-1, Winona 1-1. Byron and Stuartville, both teams 2-2. Red Wing 2-3, Casson Manorville 2-2. Albert Lea 1-2, and Faribault 0-5. Tigers averaging 55.7 points per game through three games, giving up 68.3. So Skidness will shoot a second. 12-10, Rockets up by two. Tigers have not led. Second free throw is good. Rattles in for Skidness. And it's 12-11. Going to be soft full court pressure. Nile with Tuckner. Left side to Maleth. Maleth looking for some help. Khan is all over him. Right side to Young. They get inside, spin the defense. A Tiger goes down, and an offensive foul is going to be called. Then is Skidness. Skidness takes the offensive foul. Head coach for John Marshall is arguing with the call right in front of us, Jim Daly, saying that he was in the area. The officials disagree, so Cook is going to pick up his second, team foul number four. Now a turnover in the backcourt. JM, layup is no good. Rebound tapped up, a battle for the basketball, and that should be a jump ball. It will be a jump ball. And the arrow belongs to John Marshall.
Good call there by your buddy from Montgomery. I like, because guy, the elbows start to fly and stuff like that. Call that right away on the jump ball. Great job.
Some officials wait too long to call a jump ball. And like you mentioned, that's when the physicality can begin. 12-11, Rockets by a point. 11:04 to go here in the first half. Backdoor cut perfectly in a dunk by Tuckner. Tuckner, that side run the back door. Three-point lead, 14-11. John Marshall off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Full court pressure. Nile in the corner. Khan open for a three in the tie. That's long. Rebound pulled down by J.M.'s Cook. Rockets looking to run. Cook in the paint. Drops it off. Now kicked out to the corner. Thought about a three was Maleth. He drives in, kicks it for a three, and that is good by Ledoux. Well, John Marshall does a nice job of sharing the basketball. It's a six-point lead, 17-11 Rockets. Khan's going to try to answer a three. That's well off to the left. Loose ball picked down by Cook. 17-11, Rockets with their biggest lead. They're up by six. Couple of substitutions on both sides coming in at the next whistle. Ledoux into the corner. They're going to dump it off there on that left block. Backing his way in is Young. Young cross-court pass. Wide open look for a three right side. In and out on the shot by Ledoux. Offensive rebound. Little hop step back up and good by Cook. Cook grabbed it about 8 feet from the bucket. Did a nice jump. And off the glass, offensive rebounding has really hurt Albert Lea here in the first half. The lead is eight. Wall in the right wing. Deep in that right corner to Nile. Nile's going to unload for three. His three-pointer is off the backboard. No good. Rebound pulled down by Young. Long pass ahead. Almost a dunk, but a foul's going to be called as Tuckner once again went up for his second dunk of the game. He left it short, but a foul was called and a couple of free throws coming up for Tuckner.
Ball's on Jack Skidness. He's kind of pleading his case. That's his. It's only his first. I was thinking it was his second.
So the first on Jack, team foul number four on Albert Lea. Offensive rebounding in the full court pressure. It's been the keys for JM here early.
We've lost a couple rebounds on second free throws too, so let's watch how the Tigers box out when the second free throw goes up after the first one was made.
Tuckner's got seven. Collins Jr., he is out there. We got somebody new in for Albert Lea. Don't have 23 on my
Carter
roster.
Carter Khan, ninth grader.
Carter Khan is number 23. Okay. I looked down. Second free throw good?
Yeah, it did go in. Yeah, Carter played the first half of the JV game, and now he's going to be playing two halves of the varsity, from what I'm understanding.
It's a 9-0 run by JM. It was a 12-11 game. Right now they're up by 10. Their biggest lead, 21-11. Collins Jr., right wing, top of the key, swung left side the wall. Wall in between the circles, right side to Collins Jr. Looking for his screen. He gets it at the free throw line, pulls up, 15-foot jumper, and knocks it down.
Two for Collins Jr.
He's got 5 points. Much-needed bucket by Albert Lee. Breaks that 9-0 run. Chance of defense, driving right to the bucket, laying it up over the rim was Cook. He's got 4 points. Nobody stepped in front to help him out. That's 23-13. Rockets back up by 10. Top of the key, Skidness. Left side, Collins Jr. looking for his screen. Has that screen. Back to the top of the key to Carter Kahn. I assume that's Tanner's younger brother?
Correct.
Wall on the right wing, back to the top to Skidness. They'll reset the offense. 8:27 to go first half. Skidness right to the bucket. Tough shot. Just rolls off with a running layup. Rebound by Collins Jr. Puts it back up and good. TJ's got 7 points. Lead is 8, 23-15. Line and a double dribble. Trying to make his way into the paint and turning it over there was Mallett. Substitution, Obeying, Tuckner. Both back in for the Rockets. They'll stay out there with Wilkins. That's Mateo Wilkins. Tier Young. And also Johnny Teeter back in the game. Teeter, Kahn, Skidness, Wall, and Collins Jr. for Albert Lee. Left side, Skidness. Swung right side to Kahn and loads for a three. His three is good for the freshman. Carter Kahn knocks down a big three-pointer. Second three of the game for Albert Lee. And just like that, the lead's down to 5, 23-18.
That's why Carter's been moved up to the varsity to be able to shoot that shot.
Young at the free throw line picks up his dribble. Left side over to Tong. Deeper in the corner. Around the screen is Obeng. Obeng swings it right side. In that right corner to Wilkins. Lobs it in to Tuckner. Double team comes, and a reach-in foul is going to be called from behind. Kahn and Wall were both defending as Nile will check back in.
I think it's going to be on Carter.
It'll be on Carter Kahn who will come out. It's his first. Fifth team foul, but the good news for Albert Lee. Five different players, each with a personal. 23-18. Tuckner with 8 to lead the way right now for JM. Collins Jr., he's got 7. Lob pass inside to Tuckner. Triple team comes, kicks in the corner. Good look for a 3. That shot's long. Wall comes down with the rebound. 3 was missed by Tom. Chance to get closer. Nile, nice little Euro step around the defender, and the layup just rolls off. Coming the other way, long pass ahead. Skidness will knock it away and gets the steal. They're looking for Tong in transition, and Skidness, good hustle. Wall's going to unload for 3 left side. His shot is long, and it skips out of bounds. Basketball back to John Marshall. Substitution, Tanner Kahn will check back in. I'd love to see that hustle. I mean, it looked like we were going to get beat back on the floor, and there was Skidness to chase it down.
Great effort that time by Jack. Not only to stop that ball from getting down there, but to be able to get it in the corner and retrieve it.
Top of the key, Tuckner. Tuckner spins at the free throw line, drops it off in the back door, now kicked out to the corner, 3-point attempt. Well short, rebound by JM, put back up too strong, and it's knocked around. Another rebound or a loose ball picked up by Obeng. Few guys had a chance to score a bucket for JM. Second chance points have been big for John Marshall here in the first half. Obeng, he's got 6, lead is 7. It almost a steal. It is stolen. No, knocked away. Picked up by Nile. Pass to the wing was knocked away, but Nile able to get it back. Teeter on a pick and roll to Nile. Now a little ring. Layup just rolls off. Going out of bounds and saving it is Tong to one of his teammates.
Got about 3 that have rolled in and out.
25-18. Rockets by 7. They've led by as many as 10. 6:05 to go here in the first half, and a foul. It's going to be called on Kahn. That'll be team foul number 6. So Tanner Kahn, the first Tiger to pick up his second foul.
Buck 36 in the half, 32 John Marshall, 14 Albert Lee in girls basketball.
Back in for the Tigers.
Scoreboard update brought to you by High Yield of Alden. For fertilizer, chemical, or propane delivery, you'll find the best service from High Yield Products of Alden. Call 874-3750, 874-3750 for High Yield of Alden. So JM now in the bonus with 6 minutes to go off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard first half. 7-point lead for the Rockets. Right to the bucket and left it off to the left was Tuckner. Gets his own rebound, puts it back up, no good. Then goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Rockets. Well, the Tigers are going to hang in this game, Jonesy. They got to clean up things on the defensive rebounding side.
Yeah, very clear putback for Tuckner. I don't know how he didn't put it in.
7-point lead. Collins Jr. will bring it across the timeline. Right side to Wall. Wall looking for a screen. Swung left side to Skinnis. Deeper in that corner to Nile. Nile in the wing. Looking for some help. Cross-court pass is picked off, and here comes Young the other way. Young left-handed layup is up and good. Defense creating offense for John Marshall. They lead this one by 9, 27-18. Skinnis across the timeline over to Kahn. Back to the top of the key to Nile. Swung right side to Skinnis. Trying to get inside the Wall, not able to. Over to Collins Jr. He unloads for a three left side and hits it. His second three-pointer of the game. He's got 10 points. Third three hit by Albert Lee. And the lead is down to 6.
He's got such soft hands on his release. Fun to watch.
Right side to Young. Young looking to drive baseline. Kicks it back to the top of the key to Tuckner. Back in that corner to Young. Young driving in the paint. Drops it out behind his head. A pass, and he got it to a teammate who got it stolen by Collins Jr. Got it to Obeng. Tigers off the turnover, now nearly turns it over on the other end. Pass to Wall underneath is knocked out of bounds. Tigers will keep it down by 4:41 to go first half.
Looked like Collins Wall thought that same thing. Took his eye off the ball for a second.
Right side to Nile. Looking for some help. Now to Skinnis, a three right wing. That one's off to the left. Rebound pulled down by Tom. JM in transition. Now they'll pull it back and reset the offense. That's Ledoux with it. Ledoux in between the circles. Schultz off the offensive play for JM. Swung left side. That's Tong. Tong drives in around everybody. Reverse layup is good. Nobody stepped in to help on that drive by Johnny Tong. He's got 6 points. Lead is back to 8, 29-21 Rockets. Wall, right wing. Crossover dribble. Wall goes right to the bucket. Splits two defenders, and a foul's going to be called. I think Ledoux got the clean block on top, but somebody got him with the body. That's going to be 2 shots for Wall. So Young picks up his second. So Paul Wall, who's 0 for 2 from the free throw line, he's got 4 points. He'll shoot a couple. Second foul on Young. Team foul number 5 on JM. And the free throw is missed by Wall. Head coach Harrison Cates giving him some encouragement just to get a little bit more underneath after leaving that one short.
Been a little flat on his free throws. A little more arc is needed.
Second free throw, that one is good. 5 points for Wall. Lead is 7, 29-22. We're just tuning in. Was a 12-11 game. 9-0 run by JM. They went up 21-11. 10-point lead has been their largest. Inside the Tuckner. Double team in the right block. Back to the wing. Round to screen. Now back to Tuckner. Tuckner at the free throw line. Swings it left side. Three-pointer by Ledoux is short. Rebound tapped out to Nile. And here comes the Tigers. Nile across the timeline. He'll wait for some help over to Collins Jr. Collins Jr. stepped up to the three-point line. Now pass off to Teeter. He thought about a three. And Teeter will reset the offense in between the circles. Left side, Collins Jr. underneath to Wall, backing his way in. Little flip shot off the glass, too strong from that left block. Rebound pulled down by JM. Young across the timeline. Back to the top. Thought about a three was Ledoux. Now he'll drive in. Explodes by a couple of guys. Left it short. Ends up on the hardwood. No call. Tigers the other way. Kahn for three. Oh, in and out. Collins Jr. had it, but it stamped out of bounds. Last touch by JM. So Albert Lee will keep possession. That was a good look by Carter Kahn. Those are the kind of shots tonight, Jonesy, we need to go down.
And, well, he had a good look at it, too, on the fly transition.
Teeter right wing. Over to Kahn, back in the corner. Collins Jr. for three. Reynolds in another one.
He's having a big night from beyond the arc. He's got 13 points, three three-pointers, and Albert Lee's got the lead down to four, 29-25 Rockets. Trying to answer a three on the other end, in and out. Wall gets the rebound. That three missed by Cook, and now Wall is called for, no, a foul's going to be called at half court. Reach-in foul, that's going to be team foul number six, and no free throws coming. So reach-in foul is going to be on Johnny Tong. That'll be his second.
Yeah, I think that reach-in foul is what caused you and I to both think there was going to be a traveling call there. And Albert Lee will be in a bonus with 2:36 to go here. So you need to attack the basket. Shoot some free throws here at the end of the first half.
Mateo Wilkins back in the game. Tong, Young, and Cook each with two personal fouls for John Marshall. Tanner Kahn with two for Albert Lee. It's a four-point deficit. Fadeaway 18-foot jumper. Left baseline, no good. Mike Collins Jr., rebound pulled down by John Marshall. Wide open look for a three left side is Wilkins. His shot no good. Rebound. Nice job by Collins Jr. to fight for that rebound. And a timeout's going to be called by Albert Lee. It's a 30-second timeout. Let's say a quick timeout. Tigers down by four. Albert Lee boys basketball on Kate.
Smart Transit is accepting applications for full-time transit bus drivers. If you're interested in a safe and rewarding job providing reliable public transportation, apply today by visiting smartbusmn.org or call our dispatch team at 855-762-7821 and we'll send you an application. We'll provide training so you can obtain your commercial driver's license with passenger endorsement. All positions offer some benefits and a competitive salary.
If you haven't heard the weather, again, winter weather warning goes into effect at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Right in time for the party line.
And then it runs till, I believe it's noon on Thursday. That's when the blizzard warning kicks in. You haven't heard that, Jonesy?
I have not heard a blizzard warning. I knew it was going to get some serious snow here.
Yeah, blizzard warning because of the winds, 45 to 50 miles per hour on Thursday and Friday. After the timeout, Wallace called for a travel. He picked up his dribble at half court. Turns over the basketball.
The Jones Hotel is open if you get stranded, Aaron.
Appreciate it. 29-25, four-point lead for John Marshall. 2 minutes to go in a very fun and fast-moving first half from the Orly Jurley Gymnasium. Tuckner pulls up a tough 12-foot jumper left side, hand in the face. Tuckner still knocks it down. He's got 10 points. Rockets up by 6, 31-25. Wall on the right wing, looking to drive. Kicks it back to the top of the key to Teeter. Teeter unloads for a three. That one is good. High arcing shot by Drew Teeter. He's got 5 points, and the Tigers within a possession, down by just three, 31-28. That is the fifth three hit by Albert Lee in the first half. Tuckner thought about a three, not the free throw line. Swings it right side. Over to the left, in that left corner. Fakes the three, driving in. Nobody picks up Tong. And Tong lays it in for an easy layup. Tong's got eight. The lead's back to five.
Help side defense is going to have to be addressed at halftime for Albert Lee.
Wall on the top of the key, left side to Nile. Now Teeter deeper. Teeter at the wing, unloads for another three, and hits again. Drew Teeter with back-to-back threes. He's got 8 points. And the lead is down to two, 33-31. Sixth three-pointer hit by Albert Lee here in this first half. 41 seconds to go in the half. Tuckner kicks in the corner. Three-pointer put up by Young. Shot no good. Rebound by Collins Jr. Ahead to Nile. Nile gets it knocked away, and a foul is going to be called. It should be a couple of free throws and a chance for Albert Lee to tie things up with 32.9 seconds to go in this first half.
Boom, I think, was ready to lower the boom on a dunk there if he would have had one more step to go on that.
So Young picks up his third. So that's a big call with 32.9 seconds to go. So Nile to shoot two. First free throw is good. Substitution. Malith will check back in. So foul trouble. Young with three. Tong with two. Cook with two for John Marshall. Substitution, Judd Mulder will check in for the first time, replacing Collins Jr. Mulder is 6'2" senior guard. Albert Lee has trailed by as many as 10 here in the first half, a chance to tie it. with 32.9 seconds to go. Second free throw is in and out. Rebound pulled down by JM. So Boom goes 1-2 from the free throw line. Rockets still up by a point. Tigers have not led here in the first half. Top of the key, Tong. Tong high in that right wing. Tong way out on that wing. Now brings it back in. Hands it off with 16 seconds. I assume JM's looking for the last shot of the first half with 13. Back to the top to Tong. Right wing. Now back to the top to Tuckner. Tuckner drives in. Little runner. Flips it up there and good. Tuckner, he's got 12. The lead is 3. Wall with a half-court shot. The buzzer! It just rattles in and out. That would have been nice to get that to go. That would have tied things up. Instead, it's a 3-point lead for John Marshall off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard here at halftime. JM 35, Albert Lee 32. Don't go anywhere. Should be a good second half of basketball. We're back in a moment. Got to thank some of our wonderful Kate Sports Boosters. Again, 35-32, Rockets by 3. You're listening to Tiger Boys Basketball on Kate.
Winter will be here before we know it. And if you're tired of waiting for prices to fall before you purchase that snowmobile or ATV, Accenture's got you covered. Manageable payments are possible with loan rates as low as 4.78% APR for 5 years. And it may even allow you to get that helmet you've been eyeing as well. Safety first, Accenture Credit Union, where you'll always get simply better banking. Actual APR will be based on an individual's credit rating on approved credit. Not all will qualify for the lowest rate. Rate subject to change. Other terms available. Accenture Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It was the night before Christmas when a mouse chewed on a wire, frying himself and starting a fire. The fire spread to the tree, which burst into flame, burning the presents, both the good and the lame.
A sweater? Yuck!
But the fire trucks rescued the kids, dad, and mama, and thank goodness they had insurance with Americana. Bet you never saw that coming.
Wishing you a merry and safe Christmas, your friends at Americana Insurance in Albert Lee and Wells.
On the move? Arcadian Bank can help with your mortgage needs, beginning with pre-qualification all the way up to move-in day with our complimentary travel trailer. Come in and visit with me, Susie Miller, or download our free Arcadian Bank mortgage app for our secure and convenient step-by-step process.
Arcadian Bank, community-owned, community-focused in Albert Lee, Freeborn, and Heartland, www.arcadian.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Corner Mart on West Main and First Avenue is more than your typical gas station. Sure, after filling up your car, you can fill up on your favorite snacks and drinks, but what really sets Corner Mart apart from the rest is their Hunt Brothers Pizza. Go ahead and order your pizza today, original or thin crust, and whether you have one topping or all of them, all of Hunt Brothers Pizzas are $11.99. Where else can you get up to 10 toppings on your pizza for only $11.99? Hunt Brothers Pizza at Corner Mart on West Main and First Avenue in Albert Lee. Order yours today by calling 507-668-4022.
It could be as simple, or maybe something a little more complex. Or maybe your... it just doesn't work. No matter day or night, 7 days a week, Master Plumbing in Albert Lee offers you the best rates in town. You get experience, you save money, and with their fast and friendly service, you won't have to worry about that much longer. Call Master Plumbing in Albert Lee, 373-7454. Licensed and insured, Master Plumbing of Albert Lee. MasterPlumbingAL.com.
Here's your Kate weatherology forecast for the Albert Lee area. A blizzard warning begins at noon Thursday and continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. A wind chill watch begins at 6 p.m. Thursday night and continues until 9 a.m. Saturday. A winter storm warning begins at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until noon Thursday. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, 7 below. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood on Kate 1450. Right now, it's 4 below.
We're at halftime here at Orly Drilly Gymnasium in Albert Lee. Tigers down by 3, 35-32 to the Rockets. And before we recap the first half and go through some of the scoring, Jonesy, let's talk about your thoughts on the first half of basketball. Obviously, offensive rebounding and transition buckets were big early for JM. The Tigers did a lot better in the second part of the first half. And the three ball working pretty good for Albert Lee in that first half.
You know, I thought we played a pretty good basketball game for the Big Nine. And I think the thing we need to clean up, and we talked about that, and that is blocking out. We've let too many backdoor cuts go to the basket. John Marshall likes to do that backdoor cut. I saw it in the JV game, saw it in the B game. We've got to watch it. You've got to talk. The help side defense has got to be there, and I'm sure that's what Coach Cates has got to be talking about, because we gave up too many uncontested layups after they beat our guy from the wing, and we just didn't have anybody coming over to step in and help out. And rebounding again, key two. And while we're at halftime here, just got the fifth, I think it's the fifth graders that are out here playing, coached by Troy Irvine. I think I've heard they're off to a pretty good start this year. So what a dream for these little kids to be able to go out and play. And here comes little Irvine. He's going to commit with his left hand and put it in. Oh, in and out.
You know, we talked about this on our Tuesday conversation, and you're just looking through the program tonight here at Albert Lee. How many boys are out for, again, boys basketball? It's two ninth grade teams. It's a B squad. It's a JV and a varsity, which is, I mean, you can't ask for a lot more than that.
No, you sure can't. I think it's probably been at least 5 years since we've had five games going on, and kind of threw off, too, because originally I was scheduled to just officiate ninth grade games, and then when they threw the B squad team in, it changed things up, so they have to bring in two sets of officials for every home game, one for the B, one for the 9 and A and 9 B. So for Albert Lee, oh man, wait a go foul. I need to get my whistle out here, but yeah, what exciting for these little kids to get out here.
They're letting them play.
We just had a traveling tournament here in Albert Lee the first weekend of December. And we have 40-plus teams here. It's one of the great tournaments that we've put on in the last, I'm going to say, 15 years maybe for Albert Lee. Got a couple of helpers out here, too. Cooper Kermis from the JV team helping out on one end, and Charlie Irvine on the other side. Both played JV games tonight. So pretty exciting, like I said, for these little kids. But Albert Lee in the second half, we've got to clean it up on the defensive end. We get a layup there made by one of the young boys. Brings the John Marshall crowd behind us.
Place is going crazy.
They are. This is awesome.
We're at halftime, 35-32. We do want to mention that coming up on next week, it's Wednesday and Thursday. Albert Lee is going to be at the St. Charles Holiday Tournament. And I think we won one of the.
Stronger, smarter, better through innovation is more than just a slogan. It is the heart and soul behind every Snowway plow. It is a relentless pursuit to design and manufacture the most durable and efficient plows. Snowway's patented down-pressure hydraulic system is by far the ultimate plow upgrade, and only Snowway has it. When it comes to your truck, Snowway has a highly engineered snowplow to fit your needs. Make sure you're prepared this winter and visit Sanderson Auto Repair in Albert Lee, Minnesota.
Sanderson Auto, the only place you trust for complete auto service.
This is Josh Fossum from Bayview Funeral Home. When you endure a loss, it's comforting to know you have the personal attention of local ownership assisting you with your funeral needs. Bayview Reborn Funeral Home offers continuous service to the Albert Lee area, and we are proud to serve you with comfort, caring, and dependability. That's what you will experience with Bayview Reborn Funeral Home. Call 373-4330.
At Broadway Home Design, they pride themselves in offering the best countertops available in the business. Quality Quartz countertops by Cambria top their list. Family-owned, American-made, and a full lifetime transferable warranty are just three reasons that set it on top of their competitors. Visit their showroom at 128 Broadway Avenue South in Albert Lee to see the many colors and designs offered, including the new Inverness Collection. Cambria Quartz surfaces require no sealing or maintenance and will not disappoint. Visit CambriaUSA.com. or your local premier dealer here in Albert Lee.
Apologize for that. Lost power for just a moment, but back out here at Albert Lee High School. First half, a recap when it comes to scoring. A Johnny Tong with 8 points to lead the way. Take that back. Second on the scoring for John Marshall. Logan Tuckner, that's the guy that head coach Harrison Cates talked about during the pregame show. He's got a dozen to lead the way. 6 points for Chamo Bang. 4 points for Travion Cook. 3 points for Zachariah Ledoux and 2 points for T.R. Young. The scoring for John Marshall, 35 here at halftime. Albert Lee, 13 for T.J. Collins to lead the way with 3 three-pointers in the first half. 8 points for Drew Teeter. Drew had 2 three-pointers. Also 5 points for Paul Wall. 3 points for Carter Kahn in the three-pointer, 2 points for Jack Skinness, and one for Boom Nile to wrap up the scoring for Albert Lee. Again, JM got off to a 5-0 start. Albert Lee came back to tie things up at 5 apiece. The lead was 10 at 21-11 at 1 point. Right now it's a 3-point deficit, 35-32. So get ready to start the second half of action. Aaron Worm and Tom Jones with you on AM 1450 KATE, your home for Tiger Athletics. Well, let's see if we can bring home a W before Christmas. Tigers going from right to left on your radio dial. Collins Jr., right wing, back to Teeter, top of the key. Teeter at the free throw line, drives in, trying to get it to Wall. It's knocked away. Picked up by Young. Young, 2-on-1, nice pass. Now they try to get back to Young in the right block. Behind the back pass, and a foul is going to be called on Albert Lee. They got it to Obang. So Obang going to shoot a couple. Foul is going to be on Collins Jr. That'll be his first. Team foul number one on Albert Lee here in the second half. It will be two free throws coming up for Cham Obang. JM 2-of-4 from the free throw line in that first half. Albert Lee, 6-of-10. First free throw is no good. Watched a few high school games already this year. I think across the board, free throw shooting's got to get better. It's early going to. Second free throw is good for Obang. Obang's got 7 points. 35-32 JM. Should be 36. There we go. 36-32, 4-point lead. Skinness left wing, deeper in the corner. To Teeter. Teeter back to the wing, top of the key to Collins Jr. Tried to force one in the wall. Loose ball's picked up by Nile. Puts up off the glass and rattles in. So Nile gets the bucket. Collins Jr., like a quarter, just trying to whip it in the wall. He could not handle it, but the loose basketball picked up by Nile, and the lead's down to two, 36-34 Rockets. Right side to Tong. Tong guarded by Collins Jr. Back to the top to Tuckner, who leads all scorers with 12. He unloads for three. Three-pointers long. Rebound tapped away by Teeter. And Albert Lee with a chance to tie things up or take their first lead of the game. Teeter in the paint puts it up. No good. Gets his own rebound. Head fake. Puts it back up again. Too strong. Rebound. Wall headed for a second. Could not chase it down. Picked up by Ledoux. Now Ledoux kicks in the corner. Right to the paint for the corner. Layup is good. Tong took it to the right wing and took it right to the bucket. Johnny Tong. He's got 10 points. Second Rocket in double digits. That's a 4-point lead for JM. Now Wall going into the paint and an offense. No, a defensive foul is going to be called on John Marshall. And I'm going to kind of agree with the coaching staff for John Marshall because Wall was using his arm. The defender fell down Ledoux. That'll be his first. So it'll be the first team foul on John Marshall. I think the Tigers might have got that one. Inside the Wall on the inbounds, puts it up, just rolls off to the left. Tigers once again having a tough time finishing at the rim. 4-point game, 38-34. Left side, thought about a three-pointer, was Tong. Tong looking for some help. Resets the offense, over to Ledoux. Ledoux in the paint, kicks in the corner. Three-pointer is up and short. Rebound pulled down by Nile. Three-pointer missed by Obang. Tigers down by four, 16:01 to go. Wall at the right elbow, drives in, lost the handle, turnover on Albert Lee. Pushing the tempo, 4-on-1, and a dunk by Tuckner.
He's got some hop.
Not too many defenses are going to stop a 4-on-1 there, Jonesy. It's a 6-point game, 40-34. Skinness drives in and a foul is going to be called. And Jack Skinness will shoot a couple.
Tiger girls trailing in the second half, 38-19.
Falls on Obang, that's his first. Skinness will shoot two. He's 2-for-2 from the line. What'd you say the score was?
38-19.
So JM on top. In girls basketball, free throw is no good by Skinness. Got a good crowd here. The students got the holiday fever with some ugly sweaters. See a Buddy the Elf costume like that. Second free throw is good by Skinness. He's got 3 points. It's down to a 5-point game. 40-35 Rockets. Young across the timeline. Right corner to Tong. Tong Bounce pass inside, shot put up, no good, and a foul's called. Good patience by Ledoux, waiting for Nile to fly over the top of him. And a couple of free throws coming up for Ledoux. Fouls assessed to Nile, his first, team foul number two. Again, I think we lost power at the time. We were talking about the Tiger boys basketball team going to a St. Charles coming up on next weekend. You're looking for some of basketball. First free throw is good, 41-35. Second free throw also good. Ledoux knocks down both. He's got 5 points. 7-point lead, 42-35 Rockets. They led by three at halftime, have already in 2-plus minutes pushing up to a 7-point lead. Right side wall looking for a screen from Collins Jr. Little pick and roll. Collins Jr. goes right to the bucket off the glass. Too strong. Rebound by JM. And it continues. Those easy shots just not going down for Albert Lee. In transition, reverse layup. Partially blocked by Wall. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by JM. Reverse layup put up there by Tong.
Yeah, you got to finish him off. We've had some good looks. Just not going in.
And you can tell this JM team can score in bunches real quick. So when you get those easy buckets, you got to finish. Long pass in the front court in front of the Tiger bench. Goes out the hands of Nile. And Harrison Gates looking, just saying to his team, make the easy pass to the long pass. And a turnover.
That's an extremely mistake.
Right wing, thought about a three with Tong. Back to the top of the key. Tuckner for a long three, in and out. Rebound, battle for it, and JM comes up with it. That's Obang. Tuckner, a little floater, off to the right from 10 feet away. Rebound pulled down by Nile. Tigers down by 7, 42-35, 14 go. And this one from Orly Jirly Gymnasium. Skinnis drives in, and he stepped out of bounds. He did on the baseline, and a turnover on Albert Lee. Again, we already took it off the schedule because we assume nothing's going to happen on Thursday. We had Albert Lee girls basketball at Mankato West. Already took that off the broadcast schedule. Again, blizzard warning kicks in Thursday. Winter storm warning kicks in tomorrow morning. Tuckner hands it off. Right elbow, that's Young. Young backdoor cut by Tuckner. Reverse layup is good. He's got 16 points, and it's 44-35.
So I talked about lead. Playing without the basketball, cutting back door.
Now Nile, we have a charge call. Nile puts it up right side, and screaming out is Johnny Tong as he took the charge. Nile picks up his second. It's a 9-point lead for John Marshall, and Albert Lee is going to take a timeout. We're going to take one as well. It was a 2-point lead for JM at halftime. They push it up to 9. Plenty of time to go off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. 44-35 Rockets. We're back in a moment. Tiger Boys basketball on Kate.
Mortgage made easy. Hi, I'm Susie Miller, the mortgage lender at Arcadian Bank, and we want to help you with your new home purchase, construction, or refinance. Our professional team is ready to help every step along the way. Apply online or download our app for convenient and step-by-step mortgage process and status updates.
Arcadian Bank, community-owned, community-focused in Albert Lee, Freeborn, and Heartland, www.arcadian.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. At this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Sephoric Insurance Agency, stop in and see us next to the channel between Bridge and Main or online at sephoric.com.
Time one, of course, brought to you by Jamie Kylo, attorney at law, 202 West Clark Street here in Albert Lee, or call 373-4680. That's 373-4680 for Jamie Kylo, attorney at law. So Harrison Kate's taking a timeout, trying to right the ship for Albert Lee, down by 9. 44-35, 13:55 to go. Tuckner across the timeline, hands it off to Young. Young swings it left side to Tong. Tong in between the circles. Right side. Now inside they go. It's knocked away. Good defense by Teeter. Teeter picks it up. Winner Ron Obeng, who is posting up. Wall at the free throw line. Wall, head fake in the right block. Puts it up off the glass and good. I like the pink shoes that Paul Wall's wearing. He's got 7 points to lead down to seven. 44-37. Ledoux, right side to Tuckner. Now deeper in that corner. Run a screen from Tuckner at the free throw line. Kicks in the corner. Three-point attempt put up. That is good. Three-pointer good by Obeng. Obeng's got 10. So we got three Rockets in double digits. 16 for Tuckner. 10 for Obeng. And also 10 for Tong. Now a turnover on the full court pressure shot put up and good by Ledoux. So a quick steal, quick bucket. It's the biggest lead for John Marshall. Almost another turnover. It's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Rockets. Kahn and Kahn will check in for Albert Lee. Cook and Malith back in for John Marshall. Teeter will stay out there. Nile out there, along with Collins Jr. And JM rotates in a good number of guys and keeps guys fresh and very aggressive on the defensive end. Again, they lost to a very good Mayo team by just two in their opener. Collins Jr. with it. Again, Tigers down by 12. Biggest deficit of the night for Albert Lee. Now Teeter gets it knocked away. Coming the other way, that's Tong. Tong, nice pass. Layup no good, but a foul's going to be called. He got it to Malith. And Malith will shoot a couple, and I think Drew Teeter's going to be called for the personal. I know JM maybe had 7 or 8 wins last year, but this is definitely a very athletic, very deep Rockets team. So foul on Teeter, that's his second. First free throw is no good by Malith, who's now 0 for 3 from the charity stripe. Second free throw coming. Tomorrow night on Kate, they will play hockey. That one's up and good by Malith. They will play hockey in Anaheim, where the weather will be just fine. And now a turnover on the full court pressure once again. Layup is good. Stepping in front of a pass was Cook. He's got half a dozen. And it's 52-37. 15-point lead for JM. Right side to Collins Jr. Three. We need it. Got it. Collins Jr. with his fourth three-pointer. He's got 16 points. Much-needed three-pointer. Cut the lead down to a dozen. 52-40. 12:04 to go. Plenty of time from Orly Jirly Gymnasium. Aaron Worm and Tom Jones with you. Pass inside. Good cut. Now try to kick it out, but it's stolen. Got inside the mallet, trying to kick it out to Tuckner. Turned it over, and back comes Albert Lee. Right side to Teeter. Teeter. Collins Jr. posting up. Now back in his way, Yen. Fadeaway 15-footer. It's up and good. He's got 18 points. It's a quick 5-0 run, all thanks to Collins Jr., and the lead is down to 10. 52-42. Much-needed 5-0 run by Albert Lee. Right wing, that's Tong. Tong back to the top of the key. And now a foul away from the basketball as Carter Kahn ended up on the ground, and Tuckner's going to be called for the offensive foul, trying to get position underneath. So Tuckner will pick up his first. Basketball is a game of runs. Hopefully Albert Lee's continue this one. Collins Jr., 18 points to lead all scores. Drew Teeter's got 8 points. For Albert Lee, and now a turnover almost. A fight for it on the ground, but Teeter comes up with it. Wall passed it back to Teeter, and Teeter wasn't expecting the basketball right back, but Albert Lee contains it. Now Teeter driving in right side, a little floater rattles in from 8 feet away, and Teeter's got 10 points. And a timeout's going to be called by Albert Lee. We'll take a timeout as well. It's a 7-0 run by Albert Lee. The Tigers coming right back. They were just down by 15. The lead is down to 8. 11:04 to go off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. We're back in a moment. You're listening to Tiger Boys Basketball on Kate.
What comes to mind when you hear Hanson Tire Service of Albert Lee? The best best rebates, the best tires, the best service around. If you're in need of service, call today for a quote or to schedule an appointment. And consider having your tires inflated with nitrogen instead of air. For just $5 per tire, receive the benefits of nitrogen-filled tires. You'll receive increased fuel economy, longer tire life, improved ride and handling, and reduced oxidation in wheels. If you're looking for ways to keep your tires lasting longer, ask about nitrogen at Hanson Tire Service in Albert Lea. Call 373-0636.
Aaron Werman, Tom Jones back with you here at Orly Drilly Gymnasium. Jonesy, you got to travel at all for the holidays this week?
We traveled last weekend, so.
That's right, okay.
Won't be going anywhere that I'm aware of, other than St. Charles.
And hopefully by next week, the weather will be perfect. Yeah, winter storm warning goes in effect at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning and lasts until noon Thursday. Blizzard warning in effect noon Thursday and goes until 6 a.m. on Saturday.
So like you said, I need to get my eggs on the way home. And
bread and milk.
Maybe some fresh bread, yeah. We'll make the stop. I'm going to listen to you, Aaron.
See, I was trying to warn you earlier. Off the timeout. Rockets with the basketball. Top of the key, Tongue. Right side over to Malath. Malath back to the top over the Tongue. Tongue looking for some help. Good defense here by Albert Lea. Tigers right now on a little bit of a run, down by just 8. 7-0 run by Albert Lea after trailing by as many as 15. Top of the key to Malath. Malath left side, driving baseline. Wall's there, but the layup is good. Lays it up. It over is Go Aguic. His first bucket. Leads back to double digits, 54-44 Rockets. Full court pressure, Khan over to Collins Jr. In that right corner, Teeter for three. That one's short. Rebound pulled down by JM. The three-point ball has kind of kept Albert Lea in this contest. 10:09 to go. 10-point lead for JM. Tigers 1-2, Rockets 1-1. Inside, back in his way. Yang kicks it back to Tuckner. Swung left side over to Cook. Cook drives in, lost it. Ends up in the right corner, picked up by the Rockets. Now driving in off the glass and good. No one stepping in to stop Malath. Malath from the corner in the paint, puts it up and good. Malath gets his first bucket, and now a foul is going to be called on John Marshall in the front court.
Girls update, 48-26, 4:48 to go at John Marshall, Tigers trail.
Score update here on Kate Radio, brought to you by the Troy Thompson Agency, offering insurance products for individuals, families, and businesses throughout Minnesota. Call the Troy Thompson Agency at 373-2852. That's 373-2852 for the Troy Thompson Agency. Falls on Tuckner. That's going to be his second. Tigers down by a dozen. 9:42 to play. Right side, Nile. Nile back to the top of the key. Right side to Collins Jr. Looking for a screen from Wall. Round the screen. Wall spins to the paint. Throws it to him off his fingertips out of bounds. I like the play. I like the roll, just not able to execute.
A little bit behind him. I think if that would have been thrown out and had Paul would have been able to grab it and probably toss it off the glass.
Rockets have led by as many as 15. They're up by 3 at halftime. Swung to the right wing. Thought about a 3 for a second. Was Ledoux out the free throw line. Pulls up there. Swung right side. Driving baseline. Just exploding to the bucket and laying it in is Cook. They have a number of athletes that can just put in that extra gear going to the bucket. And now a travel called on Wall in the backcourt. A turnover on Albert Lea. Skinnis will check in for Carter Kahn. Seen about 4 or 5 guys just have that accelerator. They put their head down. They're determined to get to the bucket, and they get there. 58-44. 9 minutes to go off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. 14-point lead for the Rockets. Bones pass inside. Double team comes. Puts it up. Reverse layup is good by Cook. And a timeout's going to be taken by John Marshall. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Timeout's brought to you by Jamie Kylo, attorney at law. If you're in need of legal counsel, contact Jamie Kylo, attorney at law, 202 West Clark Street in Albert Lea, or by calling 373-4680, 373-4680. Well, that's Travion Cook, who's got the last two buckets for the Rockets. And reverse layup, and another one. He's exploded from the baseline. And right now, the Rockets had their biggest lead. They're up by 16, 60-44. Albert Lee wrestlers next week over the holiday season. They'll be up at the Fargo Dome for the wrestling tournament. Boys basketball at St. Charles. Albert Lee boys hockey, they're going to be over in Rochester for the Kiwanis tournament if you're looking for some holiday action.
I got the Kiwanis tournament, one of my features in my column coming out this Sunday. Albert Lee has been in that tournament many, many years.
Defending champions from last year in their division. 16-point lead. I know they're up at Sauk Rapids Rice. Isn't that around St. Cloud?
Yes, it is.
That's where the boys hockey team is tonight. 16-point lead. Teeter in the corner, now at the wing. Look inside the wall, spins it in there. Triple team comes, blocked from behind. Loose ball picked up by JM. That was Cook. We mentioned him a lot here in the last couple of moments. With the block. Now a three-pointer left side. Shot is short. Tapped right back out to the shooter. That's Aguek, and then he turns it over.
I think we had a foul here, too.
Oh, it is a foul. Take that back. Not a turnover. Foul's going to be on Teeter. That'll be his third. Team foul number 5 on Albert Lee. 4 on John Marshall. We're going to take the holidays off when it comes to play-by-play here on Kate Radio. Tuesday, I believe that's January 3rd, boys hockey from Mankato West. Our next broadcast, driving in, and a foul is going to be called, and a couple of free throws coming up. That was Ledoux with the drive.
Aaron, you should have talked to Mike Grimm and gotten us a couple press passes for Yankee Stadium for the Pinstripe Bowl. That would be a dream to go to that. With our luck, it would be a blizzard and 10 degrees, but I've always wanted to be in Yankee Stadium.
Falls on Neil. That's his third. First free throw is good by Ledoux. Ledoux now has 8 points. TJ Collins Jr. will check out. Conn will check back in. I know Mike's flying out with the team this weekend, so they're going to the Rockettes. I think an NHL game at Madison Square Garden. Some of the things the guys are doing out there before Thursday's game against Syracuse.
Yeah, a chance to see the Rockettes Christmas show December of 83. That was spectacular.
Teeter for three, right wing. That one is long. Rebound pulled down by JM. Rockets in control. 8 minutes. They're up by 18, 62-44. Their biggest lead. Layup spun up. No good. Rebound pulled down by Albert Lee. That was Ledoux. Left that layup just out to the side. Again, biggest lead for JM. They led by just 3 at halftime, now up by 18. Skinness goes right to the bucket. His layup just left it short. Wall gets the rebound, puts it up, and a jump ball is going to be called. And the arrow belongs to John Marshall.
Jack should have just done a floater off the backboard that time, kind of did a little spin to the right and tried to spin it off the backboard. I think he would have had easier opportunity to score there.
Coming into tonight, Century 3-0, Mayo 3-0 on top of the Big Nine Conference. East 2-0, Austin 2-1, Northfield, John Marshall, and Winona are 1-1. Albert Lee, West, and Owatonna at 1-2. Faribault and Red Wing, two winless teams of the Big Nine at 0-3. Across the timeline, that's Young. Right side to Tong. Tong, nice pass inside, and easy layup for Ledoux. Ledoux's having a big second half. He's got 8 of his 11 here in the second half. The biggest lead for JM. They're up by 20. 64-44. Teeter. An offensive foul is going to be called on Teeter. Guarded by Tuckner. And Drew just picked up his 4th. And Collins Jr. will check back in.
1 minute to go, I think, in the girls' game. Very close to that, 52-36. Tigers have put a little pressure on with full court pressure, which has gotten them some quick baskets.
So Teeter with 4. Nile with 3. 3 on Young. Only guy in foul trouble for John Marshall. Full court pressure by Albert Lee, down by 20. 7:10 to go, second half. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, here courtside. Aaron Worman, Tom Jones. Tuckner, bounce pass inside. Triple team comes. They try to kick it to the corner, and it goes off at Tiger. Out of bounds. Tong on the block. Have blue jerseys flying all over the place.
Landon and Dylan surf sand. Former Tiger basketball player.
Pass inside to Young. Young in between the circles. Going to hand it off. Joel Bang swung left side over to Ledoux. In on the block. Now back to the top of the key. Swung left side back to Tuckner. Tuckner directing the offense. Left side over to Obang. Right side now deeper in that right corner. Looking to drive right side is Tong, and a whistle. I think a reach-in falls and be called an Albert Lee.
I think it's going to go on Tanner Kahn. Let's see.
It'll be his third. Team foul number 8, and that should be one-on-one. So a one-on-one for Tong. Tong's got 10 points. So a one-on-one for Tong. Besides Tiger boys basketball and Tiger girls basketball on the schedule in January, we're going to have a couple of Alden Conger games. First free throw is good. We mentioned in the pregame, both teams, I think, are 4-1. We'll have Alden Conger boys and Alden Conger Glenville Emmons girls. Also, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva girls are off to a 4-0 start. Also on the schedule coming up in January. 12 points for Tong. It's a 22-point lead for JM, their biggest, 66-44. Tigers had the lead down to 7 at 52, or down to 8 at 52-44. There's a three-pointer.
Tanner
Kahn. 14-0 run is ended by J.M. Tanner Kahn with his first bucket. Like Jonesy mentioned, a three. Cuts lead down to 19, but a 14-0 run by J.M. Took an 8-point lead and pushed it to 22. Top of the key. Left side looking for a screen. There is Young. Back to Tuckner in the corner. Now Tuckner back to the wing. Back to the top to Young. Right side over to Ledoux. Ledoux looking to drive baseline. Double team comes. Now tap back to the wing. At the free throw line. Kicks in the corner. Wide open look for three. That's well off. But an offensive rebound and a foul is going to be called. And a couple of free throws coming for JM as Young missed the three from the corner. We talked about offensive rebounds and just a very athletic team as JM get into the basketball a little bit quicker than Albert Lee tonight. And Wall picks up his second. Chamo Bang will shoot a couple. He's got 10 points, 1-2 from the free throw line. The student dressed as Buddy the Elf, I think, is he leaving? Plenty of time to go, young man. First free throw. Substitution, Judd Moeller in, replacing Collins Jr. Yeah, weird to see Mankato West off to a slow start at 1-2 in the conference. Oetana, 1-2. Second free throw is no good. It goes out of bounds. No saving it was Kahn. Wall now runs in, and an offensive foul is going to be called on Wall. Taking the charge was Tong. Wall just picked up his third. We know the Oetana team lost all 5 starters from a team that went unbeaten in the Big Nine Conference last year, which I think is, I mean, that's hard to do. So a new starting 5. Again, they're 1-2 on the season. Full court pressure by Albert Lee, down by 19. 5:27 to go off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Inside they go to Tuckner, kicks it out. Left to wing, now at the free throw line. Hands out to Tuckner. At the free throw line again, nice dump underneath. Head fake layup is good by Ledoux. That was Young with patience in the top of the key. Found Ledoux underneath. 21-point lead, 68-47. Skinness, right corner. Skinness going baseline. Reverse layup just rolls out. And it's been one of those nights. Rebound picked up by John Marshall. Many shots close to the bucket. The Bunnies. Missed a handful of Bunnies tonight. In the corner, three-point attempt, a whistle away from the ball, and we're having an offensive foul called on JM on the drive and kick. So it's going to be on Johnny Tong. That'll be his third. And Logan Tuckner with 16 to lead the way for JM. TJ Collins Jr. with 18 to lead the way for Albert Lee. Jack Skinness, Teeter. Out there along with Wall, Collins Jr., and Carter Kahn. Quick post-game show here on Kate Radio. 68-47, 21-point lead. Can wake up tomorrow morning with Courtney for the latest weather-related information as that three is missed by Kahn in the corner. Here comes JM, and that's going to be an easy layup. Layup by Tong. Tong's got a dozen, and it's the biggest lead for JM. They're up by 23. Rockets have controlled the second half after leading by just 3 at halftime. Collins Jr. inside, pull-up jumper 12 feet away is good. You said just a freshman, right?
Just a freshman.
5 points for Carter Kahn, 21-point lead, 70-49. 4 minutes to go. Across the timeline, Ledoux. Ledoux still with it. Double team comes back to the top of the circle to Young. Young around the screen, now back to the top. 10-team falls on Albert Lee, 5 on JM. Right wing, Obang. Obang lost the basketball. Got an offensive foul as I saw Skinness on the ground. And someone plowed him over for JM.
I think Jack will lead the team and take charges. I'm not sure he didn't last year, although Logan Strom was also taking a lot of charges last year for Albert Lee.
So Bang will pick up his second. So Tiger basketball, grab my roster in for the first time. Caleb Johnson, a senior guard out there for JM. Also Go Agwick in for the Rockets. Wall attacks the bucket, left that just short on the edge of the rim. Rebound by JM with 3:24 to go. Trying to drop it off, and through the hands of Teeter, Rocket picked it up, kicks it back out to the corner. That's Young, and Young will reset the offense. 70-49, Rockets up by 21. Looking for their second win of the season. Driving around Teeter, layup is good. Wilkins with his first bucket. Coming the other way, Skinness with a runner off the glass and good. So Jack has got 5 points. 8 different Rockets have scored. That layup no good by Agwick, and back comes Albert Lee. They're going to have at least 4 new guys coming out for the Tigers. Right side, Carter Kahn, and he traveled in a turnover. So Logan Strom out there for the first time, 6'1" senior.
Caden Barnes.
Caden Barnes, what number is he? He is 24. Number 24, a 6-foot senior. Already mentioned Jed Moeller.
And number 20, and I don't know his name.
That is Seth Wadding, a 6-foot senior. For John Marshall, new guys coming in. Zachariah Hashi, number 44, in for the first time. And the new Rockets out there. Number 10, Anouk Kucha, or Kucha, in for the first time. Speaking of Kucha, pass underneath. Layup is no good by Hashi, but a rebound by JM. In between the circles, Wilkins drives in, kicks in the corner. Over to Kucha. Kucha puts it up, 15-foot jumper long, and like they've done all game, JM chases down the offensive rebound. Three-pointer put up left side. Shot is no good by Johnson. Long rebound pulled down by Moeller. Pass kicked out. Three-point attempt is up and short. Shot no good by Albert Lee's Barnes, and a turnover on JM coming the other way.
Look who's coming in.
I don't recognize this guy. Do you want to introduce him?
Don't know him.
Don't know him.
8 points in the JV game, my son Spencer. Got in for one play in the section game last year. He's actually going to play point guard with this group.
6'1" junior, Spencer Jones. He had a 3 against Faribault, right?
He has not scored. Yes, he did score.
Three-pointer put up no good there by Moeller. Rebound by JM. See, yeah, I got the update from you.
That's right.
Driving in the paint, little runner just rolls off. A shot by Agwick, but rebound by John Marshall. Swung left side to Johnson. 90 seconds to go. 21-point lead for the Rockets. Wilkins on the top. Wilkins looking to drive. Wilkins runs in the Strom, and an offensive foul is going to be called on Wilkins.
Talked about Logan Strom last year and how many charges he took, and he took one hard there. You could see it in his face. He took a pretty good shot.
He won't be back in the football field, but head coach Paul Dunn here tonight saying that's my tight end right there. 72-51. Jones across the timeline, minute 15 to go. Jones, left side. To Moeller. Now back to Jones, and the cut to the bucket got it knocked away. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Albert Lee.
Nice little pick and roll that time between Moeller and my son, and Spencer just did not be able to get his hand on it. Might have gotten deflected. Throw a little full court press on.
Again, St. Charles tournament, Wednesday, December 28th and Thursday, December 29th. January 3rd, a Tuesday at Austin. Home on January 5th against Mankato West, the next home game. Again, Jan 5th for Albert Lee. Turnover on JM, and now a turnover the other way. Pass ahead, skips out of bounds, so back-to-back turnovers with 50.9 seconds to go. Bring it across the timeline, 47 seconds to go in this game. Can John Marshall pick up their second win of the season? Right corner, Kucha, into the corner to Johnson. Johnson at the wing, at the free throw line, Wilkins with 32 seconds to go. Pass inside, Johnson, triple team back to Wilkins, not about a three, almost traveled. Now drives in, kicks in the corner, shot put up, and good! Anouk Kucha gets in the scoring column with a three, 75-51. Biggest lead for John Marshall. Again, if you're just tuning in, it was a three-point lead at halftime. Strom trying to answer his three-pointer off to the side. Rebound saved by JM with 4 seconds. And that's going to be your final score from Orly Jurley Gymnasium here in Albert Lea. John Marshall with the win tonight. 75-51 the final. Rockets win by 24. Post-game show is up next. You're listening to Tiger Boys Basketball on Kane.
When was the last time that you sampled one of Albert Lea's greatest traditions? Jake's Pizza in downtown Albert Lea makes the best pizza in our area. They're open daily for dine-in, take-out, or delivery.
Gonna take you home early and I'll tell you what we're going.
If you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, make sure you get the best deal on your financing, too. Get your loan from your local credit union, United Employees Credit Union in Albert Lea. They always have the most competitive rates and offer fast and friendly service when applying for a loan. You'll get special financing for 60 months with 5.29 APR with a minimum loan advance of $7,500. Start shopping for that new snowmobile, ATV, or upgrade to a vehicle with four-wheel drive. Call United Employees Credit Union today and ask for their winter loan special, 377-1616. Member NCUA.
Post-game show here on Kate Radio. Aaron Worm and Tom Jones with you. Scores are brought to you by High Yield of Alden for fertilizer, chemical, or propane delivery. You'll find the best service from High Yield Products of Alden. Call 874-3750, 874-3750. Wrestling tonight up in New Prague. Albert Lea splits. Their two matchups, they beat Tri-City United 57-15. They lose to New Prague 43-32. So the wrestlers go 1-1. That's a very good New Prague team that they lost to tonight. Any final on the girls' game?
It went final, but I didn't write it down. I know they lost by about 20 or so.
So the Albert Lea girls get beat by John Marshall tonight. Recap of the game brought to you by the Pizza Ranch here in Albert Lea. Their buffet offers pizza, chicken, salad bar, dessert. For carryout or delivery, Pizza Ranch in the Northbridge Mall here in Albert Lea. 21-11 was a 10-point game in the first half. The Tigers kept fighting. They'd cut the lead down to 5. They cut the lead down to 3 at halftime, 35-32. But the second half was all Rockets. They pushed the lead up to about 12. The Tigers would cut the lead down to 8 at 52-44. And after that, the Rockets took over, holding Albert Lea to just 7 points the rest of the game. 23-7 run to end the game tonight. Rockets with 5 guys in double figures sharing the basketball. Logan Tuckner with 16 points. 14 points for Johnny Tong. Zachariah Ledoux with 13. Travion Cook with 10. And Chamo Bang also with 10. Again, 5 Rockets in double figures. For Albert Lea, 2 guys in double figures. T.J. Collins Jr. with 18. He also had 4 three-pointers to lead the way. Drew Teeter had 10 points, a couple of threes. 7 points for Carter Kahn and also for Paul Wall. 5 points scored by Jack Skinness. 3 by Boom Nile and 3 by Tanner Kahn to wrap up the scoring for Albert Lea. JM now 2-1 on the season. Albert Lea, they dropped to 1-3 with the loss tonight. And Jonesy, some thoughts on this one again. Very good first half played after the Tigers fell behind by 10 early. I like the effort. Second half, again, the Rockets just pull away.
I thought we played probably one of our best first halves we're going to play for the season, maybe. I mean, the ball was moving. The ball was getting in the right hand. They were making their shots. but the defense was definitely a liability out here tonight. And I got to give Rockets credit. And Aaron, you said this so many times during the broadcast, the athletic ability of this Rockets team, how they were a good example when Paul Wall had that little turnaround down on and in the block. Not too many people stop him. And one of the Rockets got higher than him and knocked it out of bounds for a block shot. And athleticism was the key in the JV game, also the B game that I reffed. And we saw it here again tonight. So they've got some good things going here in this Rockets program, no doubt about it.
Before we wrap things up, the Albert Lee Bus Company Player of the Game. Next time you need a charter bus for a special event, contact the Albert Lee Bus Company at 373-1467, 373-1467. Albert Lee Bus Company, Jonesy, who do you got?
I think you got to give it to Teddy Collins Jr., TJ, out there for Albert Lee. Transfers in this year, senior year, with the Tigers. And I like the way he's smooth out there. He's got a great step forward, pull back, jump shot.